Welcome back. All right. Are you ready to do this? We're going to walk for a little bit. No big deal. Just a little walk. While you're walking, I'm going to tell you how to run, the proper technique and speed. The reason for the walk is to get you warmed up. We don't need to stretch anymore. That's the old way. Now we walk. It gets your blood to the spots it needs and gets your heart rate up gently. Easy peasy. When you do run, your heart rate will increase and you'll get a little winded. Don't freak out. It's normal and it will plateau out. Trust it will. And your cardio will adapt crazy fast. Your body is made to move and you'll be able to go longer and longer the more you run and run. We're gonna go over the how-to and then we're gonna run. I'll give you some cues to break for a walk when you'll hear some lovely music. When you hear my voice again, we'll start running. But if you need to take a walk break, please do. This is just a guideline. This is how the four sessions are gonna go down, okay? Keep walking for a bit and I'll give you the ins and outs of how to run. Okay, how to run, but you're still walking. Keep your shoulders back and your chest out. The more puffed out your chest is, the more badass you'll seem. And it will also help keep your posture and increases your lung capacity. Whenever you get tired and want to stop, make sure your shoulders are hoisted back and you relax your arms. Think of it as a reboot button. You'll also want your shoulders lowered from your ears. Your arms should be bent and your hands should be together, but not in a fist. Like you're holding butterflies, but they're alive. Don't crush your butterflies. But we're still walking. We'll go off nice and slow and steady. Keep your upper body relaxed. Let your lower body do all the work. Don't use energy to move your arms all crazy. It's inefficient and you look silly. All right. No more walking. We're going to go. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, go slow. Like molasses slow on a cold day. It's still running if you're bouncing. Don't worry about going faster. We can do that later. Right now, we're just gonna go work on distance. You're doing great. Keep your shoulders back and your chest out. Focus your attention on my voice and don't let that other voice tell you to walk. We're gonna go a little bit longer, stay relaxed, go slow, keep your eyes up and your arms relaxed. Don't crush your butterflies. If you feel like you wanna walk, try to slow down and go a little further and see if you can go even further. Right on. Nice job. Okay. Take a little walk break and I'll talk to you in a second. All right, here we go, Nickin. Nice and slow. It's hard to figure out how slow to go when you're running solo. You should be able to carry on a conversation, but not be able to sing. You maybe can go a little faster if you can sing. Pick a spot on the eyesight to run to. A tree, a trash can, the end of the block. Keep going. Another great thing that helps is, and I know it sounds silly, but is waving or smiling at passerbys. It's nice and it gives you a little energy. I do it when I do longer races and it saves me. Try it for a bit and you'll thank me. Another trick is counting. One, two, you know the numbers, right? A quick walk break in a second, but try to go slow and kick your shoulders back and relax your arms just a little bit further. All right, we're gonna walk now.
Thank you.
All right, now that we're a little warmed up, how about some quick stretches? If you can find a curb, you can drop off your heels and hold it for about 20 seconds. Make sure you're breathing while you're doing this. Another good stretch is to kick back your foot and hold it behind you. You're stretching your thigh or your quadricep. Great. Let's get going, running really slow. You're doing great. We're going to go a little further and then we'll call you a winner for your first jaunt out. Try to come up with some ploys and plans to keep you motivated as you're going. If you have a dog, that's great. Like I said earlier, ask people to join you for your homework. It. Way to go. Let's walk for a bit and cool down. If you have some water, take a sip. And if you don't have any water and need some, bring some for next time. Lesson learned. We aren't done yet. We're going to do a couple stretches for your calf. You're going to push up on a wall and bend your knee and feel the stretch on your calf. If you feel like you want to sit down and put your leg up in front of you and try to touch your toes, that feels nice too. I can't touch my toes, but I am sure you can. You can do your victory dance now. You did it. You totally deserve it. And check it on your calendar too. The next one will be on your own, so follow the calendar. I will talk to you next week, and don't forget to hit the I did it button on the site and let me know how you did. I'll talk to you next week and keep it up. You're doing awesome. Congratulations.